Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There. I said it.
On the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Look at all the pissed off people today. We love to see it. What's up, guys? Moose and Breezy for There I Said It. 585-252-9800 is the number to call to clear the air.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like our friend Brian here, who says, hey, if you're still one of those people using a fake rock to hide a house key, then you deserve to get robbed. There I said it.
Oh. Okay, Brian.
You know,
it's extremely aggressive for no reason.
Some of these rocks today, they don't hold up. They're plastic.
Is there a key in the rock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I used to have one of those fake Coca-Cola cans in my fridge that had cash in it. You open the bottom of it, throw a couple 20s in there, put it in the fridge.
You're like, I don't even carry cash.
Well, I started thinking. I was like, who? Why would someone be in my apartment? You know what I mean? If I start getting robbed, it's like,
you know what always killed me is people who stuff money in their mattress. It's like, what if your house burns down?
I mean, it's so common now that mattress is the first place I'd want to look for cash.
I know.
Let's go to our friend Greg. What's up, Gregory? Hi, Moose and Breezy. I think women with imperfections are hotter. I don't care that you're missing a tooth or covered in moles. It's about personality. There, I said it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Greg, there is a special place in heaven for men like you.
Anthony's here. He said, I don't understand. You don't have to hate your ex. It's weird. There, I said it. If you ended on good terms, there's no like rule book that says, yeah, you have to hate this person. You can't care about them or like them ever again.
No, I don't think anybody who hates their ex, if it ended on good terms. But nobody said you had to like them either. Sometimes they're an ex for a reason. And if you never talk to them ever again, it's probably for the best.
Sure. This person did not tag their name, but they wrote, I don't care what anybody says, being the bigger person is stupid and cowardly. There, I said it. What?
Being the bigger person is stupid and cowardly. Okay. Wouldn't want to be in the same room with that person. Let's go over to Jesse. Women do not need to wear deodorant or cook or clean or shave their armpits. Stop forcing us to keep up with social norm. People are so quick to judge. Women, you do not need to conform. There, I said it.
Interesting.
Jesse, Breezy owns her own hair braiding business if you want to make that armpit hair extra pretty.
Not me putting beads under your armpit hair.
Here, can I say something about this, though? I have something to say.
Okay.
Listen, do you? You want to grow out your armpit hair? No problem. But you can't handle my food behind a counter at a restaurant with a tank top on. I'm sorry, you can't do it. And someone did it, making my coffee, and I had a huge problem with it. Cover it up, wear a hairnet under the armpits.
The thing about it is that we've talked about this a lot. I have a really big problem with hair and food.
I know.
And if a hair is small and curly and it came from your armpit, I will sue.
No, that hair
I will sue.
That did not come from your chin. And there are some restaurants in the city. I don't know what's going on with them because we love to go out to eat on this show. But there is some restaurants in this city that is giving haircuts in the kitchen. I don't know what the hell's going on back there.
I found a merkin in my panini.
True story. She's not joking.
And I literally was like, hey.
I saw it. I put it on.
I said, hey, how y'all doing? I did find a wig in my, tomato bisque. And they're like, okay.
Do you want us to get you a new one?
And I was like, no, I don't. I'm scared of what will come out next. A mustache? And then I was like, can I maybe have a cookie? They're like, yeah, it's $7.50. I'm like, I hate it here. I'm never coming back.
Nobody wants to find grandma's merkin in their soup of the day.
No.
Go ahead, Breeze.
This guy says, my girlfriend is still Snapchatting a guy she met before me from Tinder. It pisses me off. There, I said it. Your girlfriend's cheating on you. I'm sorry to say it, but your girlfriend's cheating on you, or at least leaving the door open. That's super weird.
Yeah, I mean, dude, come on. Maybe he's just a friend. You know what I mean? If you have a picture of just yourself as your wallpaper on your phone, then I got to say it. You got to be one of the most self-absorbed individuals to walk the planet there. I said it.
Chill.
It's kind of douchey, is it not? Like, here's a picture of me on my phone. What? What?
I know. So my background's on a rotation, and sometimes the pictures of me will come up, and my girlfriend will be like, ew.
Yeah, I know.
Love yourself much?
Yeah.
Like,
she gets it. Your girl gets it. Look who's here, Breeze. Your favorite toxic person.
My dad? No, I'm kidding.
Big Ed.
Big Ed.
What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Moose, you should come hunting with me this season. No, I will not.
Oh, God.
I will not go in the woods alone with you, Big Ed. I was trying to buy a pair of camouflage pants, but I couldn't find any. Let's go over to Stacy.
Oh my God.
Stacy says, I cannot stand people who use being hangry as a reason to treat everyone else around them like crap. It's not a valid reason to be an a-hole.
It's not. And people get so bent out of shape and they just start swinging. And it's like, wait, I didn't make you hungry.
Nobody did that. And then let's go over to Johnny. Johnny boy, psychics are full of crap. There, I said it. Tell me my deepest, darkest secrets from when I was a kid, and then maybe I'll believe you. But this surface level crap of you having someone look out for you, I just don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk to the right people, though, Johnny. They're out there.
Yeah, they sure are.
By the way,
you just got to seek them out.
Who's coming in tomorrow? I need to know who's coming on the show with us tomorrow.
We have a special friend, Anthony. He's a mind bender. He's going to be performing at Fringe.
Wait, but we got to figure out, what is a mind bender? Is that just another term they use for, like, I can read your mind?
Yeah, he can read people's minds.
Mind bender is, there are multiple matches for mind bender. What is a mind bender? It's a person or thing that can radically and suddenly affect one's thinking and perceptions and psyche.
For sure.
And we're going to let this dude into the studio?
I think we should talk about that. Maybe we should discuss.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate that. And don't forget, you can stream us live and download that free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. 78 for the high today.
Mm-hmm.
Something came up in conversation yesterday. My friend Jenny started dating a guy who is 39. And inside his car, hanging from his rear view mirror, is his graduation tassel from high school.
39 is crazy. 39 is
wild.
It shouldn't be even past 18.
I go, if this is not the douchiest thing ever, but you know me, I don't want to judge. So I said, listen, you need to make sure it's not someone else's. Like, does it belong to him or did it belong to a loved one who passed away?
Right.
She goes, no, it's his. He said high school was the best years of his life and he has to keep it for like a keepsake to look back on those special times. I'm like, okay, that's Jenny. That was like 20 something years ago. It's game over. So I started thinking, I'm like, you know, what could be more cringe than a 39-year-old who wishes he was still in high school?
Yeah.
Then I remembered I have a close friend by the name of Blake, who's 43, who still keeps all of his high school trophies on display in his bedroom.
No, Blake, no.
One reason I called him during the break, but I was like, I got to get him on with us. But, you know, before I get him on, I got to ask the question right now for clarity. Ladies, if you go to a guy's house who's in his 40s and you go into his room and on his dresser, he has all of his high school trophies and accolades on display. Is that an automatic turnoff?
Yes.
585-252-9800. We want to hear from you. Tell us if you would smash or pass.
I can't.
Hi, Blake.
Hey, what's going on? Hi, Breezy.
What up?
What's up, man? So talk to us, dude. The trophies. Come on.
Dude, no. Can I just say, like, in the years I've known Moose, because, you know, we met working together in Los Angeles years ago, but in the years that I have known him, he's constantly giving me crap about keeping my high school trophies and accolades on display in my bedroom.
I'm going to I'm going to stand true with him on that, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. But anyways, explain yourself.
No, seriously, it's a conversation starter. It's a conversation starter for when ladies come over, you know?
Right? Hold on, Blake. You want to hear the conversation starter, Breezy? No, please don't leave. You just got here.
Right. Literally. No, literally.
Never happened. No, they love it.
Yeah.
Love
how many of them come back a second time?
Come on, dude. You're in denial.
No way. You gotta be kidding me.
He's such denial. Blake, how many times we got to talk about this? You're what, 43 now? It doesn't matter what you did in high school. It doesn't.
Are you kidding me? I mean, you're going to try and tell me like it's like a woman that has their degree hanging up on their wall. You're trying to tell me they should take that down? No, like this is impressive. Like just the same as that.
I think that's way different. Someone that graduated with a college degree and now is in that profession. Yeah, that's worth showing off.
I mean, like this is like all-star running back, Section 5 championship.
It's like, giving, Blake, I'm going to cut you off right there. It's giving peaked in high school.
Right, of course you peaked in high school. But what year was that, dude? You were an all-star running back for Section 5.
2001.
2001, man. It's 23 years ago.
Time to hang it up, buddy.
Honestly, I've never even met a woman who has had a problem with it.
You're so full of crap. Dude,
yeah,
because
they don't come back.
He's so full of crap. Listen, he would brag on text to the group, hey, I got a girl coming over tonight. We hit it off. We're going to have the best time together.
And you reply, just wait till she sees the trophies.
The very next morning, we'd be like, hey, Blake, how did it go last night?
Yeah.
And he's like, I freaking hate my life. She left.
Classic.
Why'd she leave, buddy? She wasn't turned on by the...
Well, maybe because my room's a mess. I mean, my room is a mess, but it's not because of the trophies. They're always impressed by a trophy.
Blake. Your room is constantly a mess for a grown man.
I'm not like Moose, where I'm some weirdo who has to make my bed every day. Come on.
Yeah, it is a little crazy, I will admit.
Okay.
But I think there's a happy medium and a happy balance, and neither of you are that. And you know what, Blake? The trophies, I'm not going to lie, is kind of weird. Like, what are you hanging on to? What are you running from? Stay with us in this era. Not 23 years ago.
I'm not hanging on to anything. I just don't think that women have a problem with it. Like, my awards are mine, and I want people to see them, you know?
Can I ask you...
And by people, I mean women.
Do you keep high school trophies because they inspire you, or do you just have a hard time winning anything as an adult?
Yeah, real funny.
Can I ask you, have you not done anything substantial since high school that you can, like, hang up or show off, or, like, is this just the most important thing to you?
I've done things. They're important. Just I didn't always get a trophy for it.
Victoria's texting in right now. Blake says, Moose, tell your buddy Blake, unless he is Simone Biles or an Oscar winner, all those trophies in his room is garbage. Get rid of them.
It's just, yeah, it's a dust collector, if I'm being honest.
Listen, I've worked hard, and they're my trophies, and I'm proud of them. I just want people to see them. And by people, I mean women.
I don't know if that's going to keep happening, but...
I know. Hey, they are your trophies, man. Do with them what you will. But honestly, you're in your 40s. I don't think they should be on display on your dresser in your bedroom. Ladies, would you consider this a turnoff? Call us right now, 585-252-9800. Smash or pass on our buddy Blake here. Dude, thank you for being a good sport. No pun intended. And coming on the air with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, man. We'll talk soon. I'll call you. All right, call me. I'll call you, okay?
I'll call you.
First text we get in from Amanda says, pass.
Yeah, I'm so good.
And she did it in all caps, too. That's, oh, God. Kyle says, your buddy is 43, Moose, which means he actually won at a time where he put in the work and not everyone was being handed a participation trophy. Keep the trophies, man. Just don't keep them on display.
I don't even say keep them.
Breezy, listen, I'm exhausted.
I'm in my minimalistic era.
For years, I've been having this conversation with them. For years. Our other friends, too, in our friend group. I'm exhausted. And, you know, it's... I told them. I said, women are not going to find this attractive. So I do appreciate the ones who are texting in, like Sue Ann. I don't care how hot he is. I'm not having sex in a room that is filled with high school memorabilia. Creepy. I will pass.
Yeah, thanks, though.
Chelsea says, it is a hard pass for me. This poor guy. He knew what he was doing. I told him.
God.
I told him.
I can't believe... You know what? I'm kind of concerned for you, because it boils down to you are the company you keep.
Yeah, I do have trophies and accolades in my apartment. They're from recent years of winning films and all my directing and acting I've done. But they're not trophies from high school.
But can I just interject and say, you do keep a lot of memorabilia from, like, your early years here at PXY.
I'm definitely keeping that stuff.
No.
Breezy, we're talking about high school trophies, Breezy, okay?
You literally worked here in high school, so.
I love Blake, but, I mean, what do you even say to a woman? Hey, just a heads up, my high school trophies are still on display, you know, just in case you needed proof that I peaked at 17. Yikes. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I just got word from Breezy here that we have a special guest who's going to be joining us live in the studio tomorrow, most likely in the 8 o'clock hour. And I'm trying to get her to explain to me what this person does. And all she says is, he's a mind bender. He bends minds. I don't know what in the hell that means. But I have no interest in this guy coming in to read my mind. A, I have very... intrusive thoughts throughout the day.
Oh dear.
I do not need that going live on the radio.
Yeah, no.
Obviously, I need therapy, but that's a conversation for another time. I really wish you would run things by me before you book guests to come in here.
These things happen. So I was reached out by a local mentalist, a comedy mentalist. He's from Spencerport. You know, we love local on this show, and I love to support our local talent. So I figured, why not get our boy Anthony Puschetti in here, who is going to be coming on with us, reading our minds.
Anthony Puschetti?
Puschetti.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I think he's Italian.
You think?
Reading our minds. He's a mentalist. So he's going to be bending, snapping.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
He
and by
has
the way,
two shows coming up at Rochester Fringe. The one's going to be on the 19th and one's on the 21st.
Okay, that's great.
And he says he does this kind of stuff all the time.
He's gone local
on,
here.
Yeah, he's gone on 13. He's gone on 10. He's gone but on 8.
What is a mind bender, though? Is it a psychic? I don't understand the definition of a mind bender.
No, yeah. So comedy mentalist is what he's really known for. And usually he has these like adult themed comedy shows. But he puts this, like, I don't know, it kind of looks like a strainer on top of your head.
Can no, you see thanks.
This?
And, no, thank you.
You know the movie Now You See Me?
No.
Yes, you do. The okay. magic movie. Now You See Me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Now we need to do Moose's big movie review because you have never seen a movie from this century. So he has a mind reading machine. He puts it on the lucky guest that comes up on stage at his show. And in this case, tomorrow, we're going to be the lucky guest. And he kind of just explains what's going on in their head.
Oh, so he's more of a hypnotist, right? Is that what a mindbender is? I
no.
feel like that's more of like a hypnotist.
He's a comedy, a mentalist.
But okay, and what is a mentalist, Breezy?
You know.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking.
They're born to be mental in people's minds.
You suck. I'm not asking you any more questions. I'll ask him when he gets here tomorrow. But he can read your mind on the show.
Why?
You don't
Why
have
can't
as
he read your mind?
You don't have as many intrusive thoughts.
That's simply not true. You are not with me. This guy's 24 years old, okay? And he's been doing this since he was 17. He was performing at his high school. He's gone on and won many a prestigious award.
How do you know you have a talent like this? How do you figure that out? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions for Anthony tomorrow. I really do.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I have been
for this
hypnotized.
Guy to read your mind.
I've been hypnotized twice on stage. I think it was Comedy at the Carlson years back. That was fun. And then they did it live in the studio. So I have been hypnotized a handful of times professionally. But when it comes to, and I've dealt with tarot card readers, psychics, you name it. But when it comes to like a mind bender, I don't know anything about that.
The mentalist. I also was hypnotized to stop eating garbage. And I think it was the placebo effect. It lasted 2 weeks. I'm like, I'm cured. And then 2 weeks after that, I was eating pizza. It's like people will go to quite extremes to get their mind right. And you don't really even know. I mean, Anthony's going to come in and put a strainer on your head and hopefully everything's good to go.
Our GM walks by. I'm sitting in my chair with a cheese grater. What the hell's going on in there?
With both arms strapped to the side of the chair.
I'm in a harness.
She like doesn't say anything.
Oh.
Classic.
Classic Moose and Breezy.
You're not going to sleep tonight, are you?
No. You guys definitely are going to want to tune in tomorrow in the 8 o'clock when we have Anthony Scarpaccio. What's his name?
Prescaccio.
Prescaccio on the show with us to read minds. We definitely got it. Can he do this over the phone too, you think?
Yeah, he said he could because he originally was going to do it over the phone, but I said, no, come on in.
All right, beautiful. So we'll have callers call in too. And then he can read their intrusive thoughts.
I think we all should have a mental health professional on standby for tomorrow. Just saying.
Yeah, 100%. We'll definitely get someone in here, too. All right, so make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for that while we have Anthony in here just causing all sorts of chaos. That's tomorrow morning.
No one's ever going to look at us the same.
That's tomorrow on PXY.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday Mega Deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.